If you're like me, you're missing baseball. Not so much baseball on TV. I'll admit, I've never been a huge fan of that. But I love going to the ballpark. I love sitting in the two small seats at Fenway. Josh Cantor loves it there, too. And since 2003, he's had his own special seat at the keys of Fenway Park's organ. During the games, Josh takes requests via Twitter from fans in the stadium, and it becomes sort of a game within a game to listen to whether Josh will be able to make those requests happen. This spring, Josh has been missing baseball, so along with his wife, Mary Eaton, he decided to do something about it. I talked to him earlier this week.
My old friend Jason, whom I've known for almost 30 years, he texted me on the afternoon of what would have been the opening day of the baseball season. And he said, you should do a live stream and play some songs today. And I thought, that sounds like fun. I was like, how do you do a live stream? He said, I don't know, just look on Google. So I watched a video, a little 4-minute tutorial. And then my wife, Mary, helped me set it up.
Hello. Welcome to, are we going here? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
We didn't really know what we were doing as far as how to get good sound, how to get good picture, how to talk.
I am here and just thought anybody who wanted to say hello, say hello. I'll play a song. Maybe I'll play like Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It'd be a nice little seventh inning stretch.
And we thought it was going to be a one-time thing. It would last a few minutes. A couple people might show up.
That's it. I can't tell if anybody is here right now. Is there a way?
11 people.
There's 11 people. Holy free holies. Let's wait like one more minute, and then I'll stall with my really super interesting banter.
It turned out that a ton of people showed up, and we got almost 100 song requests, and I had time to get to about 40 of them, and after over an hour, we finally decided, okay, we have to be done now.
You're the best, and this is an old Tin Pan Alley song called All of Me, and then we'll sign out.
As soon as we finished, we both realized how much we enjoyed that and how much we needed it. And so we committed to doing it for a half hour every afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern time.
It's time for the seventh inning stretch. That's the name of the show, and part of it is every day we do a stretch. We sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You have earned this stretch. Have a moment of joy in your day.
It just feels lovely to have that community and that kindness and that respite and, you know, just a little bit of joy. And we're not burying our heads in the sand, but it's an activity, an exercise that refortifies us so that we can face those stresses and those challenges.
How was your day, Reverend Producer Mary? We haven't even really seen each other today because you've been busy reverending.
Oh man, I got the greatest job in the whole world! Like
producing this show, you mean?
My wife Mary is a minister and she works primarily with the homeless population in Boston, so that's been particularly stressful right now. It's a community that is particularly vulnerable, and hunger has become a big issue. And so we decided right from the get-go that we would ask people who are enjoying the show and who have the means to make a donation to their local food bank.
And Ken Z says, donated to my local food bank today in honor of Al Kaline, a Charm City native. Thank you so much, Ken Z. And that reminds me...
It's just been another warm way in which we're seeing people come together and help each other.
Good Lord, these requests are coming in fast and furious. Mary's going to help me try to keep track of them.
It occurs to me that people also get to see something that they don't get to see from your perch in Fenway Park, which is when you're playing in Fenway Park, we all send you requests and you figure them out while the baseball is going on and you play them for us. But now we're seeing the requests come in real time and we're seeing you figure out how to play the songs in real time.
Mm-hmm. See, now I gotta get it right. I can't mess this one up.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a peek behind the curtain, I guess you could say. Sometimes I'll do a little practice run of a song, just a rough draft, 10, 15 seconds of it to make sure I remember it.
Oh, I really want to be able to do this one. Concentrate, Josh.
It never felt like a luxury until now, but at the ball games I have, maybe 2 minutes from the time the request comes in until I have to learn the song and play it. That always felt like I was extremely pressed for time. Now I have no, you know, now I have maybe 10 seconds. Some people have mentioned to me that they've enjoyed getting that little behind the scenes peek at how it works, because it is sort of strange how it works.
It's strange and somehow magical, I gotta say.
Thank you.
Do you find that you're missing baseball any less since you've started doing this?
It's these sort of compensations. You know, it's like two ends of a scale. So on one end of the scale, I'm missing baseball so much, and I'm missing playing music with friends so much, and I'm missing seeing friends, and I'm missing just being at the ballpark. And then on the other end of the scale are the things that I'm doing to try to offset that a bit, such as doing this show every day, such as interacting with people on the internet, such as making a point of checking in more frequently with family and friends to see how everybody's doing. So I guess I'm still missing it a lot, but I'm finding other ways to offset that a bit.
Bo says he's been looking forward to this all day. You and me both, Bo. You and me both.
People have, you know, reached out to me and written me messages from all over the world talking about, you know, why it means something to them. And I kind of feel like, not so much like a therapist, but I feel like people's bartender, you know? Sometimes people come up to the bar and they feel like they can open up to the bartender about what's on their mind.
Adam says, I got him weepy. Sorry about that, Adam. Can't help it. I think we're all feeling a little weepy right now. And then all you have to do is like throw in a lush melody and the tears just flow. You know what I'm saying?
I've been, you know, trying to respond as much as I can and as best as I can to offer the encouragement and support that I am able to give. We all need each other right now, and the more we commit to helping each other all get through it together, the better off we're going to be and the less scarred we're going to be when we get to the other side.
Josh, thanks so much. I know you're busy. I really appreciate it.
I'm always happy to talk to you, Darren.
Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Wash your hands. Help where you can. We love you.
We love you.
Josh Cantor and his wife, Mary Eaton, stream The Seventh Inning Stretch on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. Eastern every single day. If you tune in, don't be surprised if you see me in the chat. I particularly enjoy requesting songs from old Charlie Brown specials.